Do you have one in mind?
Huh?
Do you have a song in mind? I was just thinking, because it, something that was brought up too, is that it's the year anniversary of the Seattle anti-WTO protests. Both of you were there?
No.
You, I know you have a song.
He was there.
But I know Jim was there. Do you guys want to, I mean, you both have songs.
Yeah,
about
sure.
It, I mean, in honor of...
November 30th, 99, history walking on a tightrope line, big money pulling on invisible strings, getting into everything so deep. It's hard to believe it's in the food and the water and the air you breathe and the chemistry, the biotech, the banker with the bottomless check, the corporations and the CEOs, and the bottom line as the profit grows. The money talks, you don't talk back. They don't like you when you act like that, but didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99, it was a Tuesday morning when we drew the line. It was a WTO coming to town and we swore we gonna shut it down. And they stood there with their big police. They had the National Guard out to keep the peace with the guns and the clubs and the chemical gas. But still we would not let them pass. And they raised and roared and their tempers flared. And there were bombs bursting in the daylight air. And they'd run us off, do us in. But we came right back again, yeah, didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99, millennium passing as the numbers climb and the people came from everywhere. There must have been 50,000 out there. There were farmers, unions, rank and file. Every grassroots has its own style. There were great big puppets two stories tall. There were drummers drumming in the shopping malls. There were so many people that you couldn't see how that many people got into the city and the WTO delegates too. But we were locked down so they couldn't get through. Yeah, didn't we? Shut it down. Didn't we? November 30th, 99, lockdown at the police line and they're hitting you with everything they got. But you ain't moving like it or not. And they're tying your wrists with plastic cuffs and they're loading you up on a great big bus and they're taking you down to the Navy base. Pepper spraying you right in the face. Try to break you down, try to get you to kneel. But you got the unity and this is for real. And they can't break a spirit that's coming alive. That's the kind of spirit that's bound to survive. Yeah, didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? Now it's the greatest story ever told, oh boy. Now the media loves all the glitter and flash. The newspapers talking out a whole lot of trash about the violence of the people in black. And now the cops are so tired they just had to attack. And the secret's hidden in that deep dark hole of what they call City Hall may never be told. The mayor's out doing the spin. The police chief quit, so you can't ask him. Well, they can swear to God and all human law, but I was there and I know what I saw. And the visible stains are washed away in the rains, but this old town will never be the same. 'Cause didn't we shut it down, didn't we? Now it's the greatest story ever told. David and Goliath, how you be so bold, standing up to the giant when the going gets hot, and all you got is a slingshot. Well, they tell me that the world's turned upside down. You gotta pick it up and shake it, gotta turn it around. You gotta take it apart to rearrange it. I don't wanna save the world, I wanna change it. Don't let them tell you that it can't be done, 'cause they're gonna be the first ones to run. Just take a little lesson from Seattle Town, WTO, and how we shut it down. Yeah, didn't we shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99. There's
a little record company called Waterbug, and the guy that runs Waterbug is a guy named what the hell is his name? I can't think of his name. Anyway, he lives, I think, in Portland now, and he heard a recording of that song and some other stuff that I was working on, and he emailed me all of a sudden. Andrew something rather. He emailed me all of a sudden and said, "Oh, I really like your stuff, that, especially that WTO song. But the last verse," he says, "is baggage. The last verse is dead weight. You should cut the last verse out." And like, point number one, I never met the guy in my life. Who in the world is he to tell me how to do my work? Point number two, when you take the last verse off of that song, you have a perfectly legitimate song. It's an overview of what happened, you could say, in those 2 days. But when you put the last verse in, you not only have that, but you have a song which also calls for more of the same. So to take that out is to basically disarm the song. And I found that to be rather interesting.
And they call it baggage.
Right. Dead weight was the word he used, the term he used. Dead weight. I just didn't respond. I thought, you know, I'll run into him someday.
Tell him to his face.
Yeah. Good. But, you know, until then, I'll just wait.
Another opportunity for success.
Well, it depends on how you define success, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it successful to be eaten?
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. Only partially eaten.
Would you like to be successful thing. Lunch for somebody?
Right. He could just take your left hand and not your right, perhaps.